Okay, we're up to the final alpha base on the bottom. So Mishnah told us that even if the one that you were ma'anis was a someone Yechayv Karasan, and it's not really a loisi elisha, nevertheless, you have to pay knas. So anyone asks a question, it says, V'elu hein haloikim, you get malchus for the following, habalachaisa, if someone was warned, and he had a relationship with his sister, achais avi, or achais imo, or achais ishto, yal eishas achi, yal eishas achi avi, all of these people, and on the din of the word, you get malchus. So the question is, since you get malchus, and we have a rule that you don't get two punishments, malchus and mammon, so how is it that our Mishnah says you pay money when the Braisa clearly says you get malchus? Rashi, v'kaimon elokim mishal, on the bottom of the page, and afkon l'kaimon, and later on, mechadei dish osa, you get punished for one penalty, mishum disha achas, and mechayv, you don't get punished for one, we have to mechayv, mishum shtei dishas. So l'cheida, says the Gemara, v'kaimon elokim mishal, l'cheida, so if you only get one punishment, one Braisa says you get malchus, and our Mishnah says you pay knas, how can it be both? Amru says, ulu lekasha, this is how I'm going to answer it. Can ba'achoy say neither? Our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's money involved. Then money is the punishment for money is stronger than the punishment for malchus gondula. And you're right, you don't get two punishments; you only get punished for money. So our Mishnah is right; you pay knas. That other brisa that says that you get malchus is talking about when she's a bageris, when there is no money involved, no money, then you get malchus. Can ba'achoy say neither? That's when there's money. Can ba'achoy say bageris? Rashi says ba'achoy say neither. The knas is a knas. When there's a knas, Ula holds that money is stronger than malchus. I hear malchus if I get it, ain't the knas. But I'm talking about where there's no money involved.
Will chayv kisses get malchus?
If they'll get warned, yeah.
Yes, if somebody's warned down in Yom Kippur and he eats his friend's food, says he's going to deliver, and he's getting malchus and kolis, then he should be also.
We'll see later. The shlokish, I think more of a chayav shayin. Or whatever it is, if the zach itself is something that comes with miss, even though you're not going to get it, what happens? Okay. So the Gemara, even achoy sevel get, there's still money involved. What do you tell me? Malko, there's still money involved. How? Ha'ika boishes begam. You know, there's other forms of payments for the shame and for the defect and so on and so forth. So there's other costs. So how can this braisa say that elein aloikin when there's l'chayde ein loikin mishalom? And you say money is always supersedes malchus. If you want in a case where there's no money involved, how is the money involved? B'sheite. B'sheite, there's no money involved because there's no boishes there, no zibigam. If you want to say that even b'sheite, there's tzar. So he answered b'mefuta. We're not talking about an oinus, we're talking about a mefuta. She was, there's no tzar if she agreed. So therefore, there's no money involved. That's where you get malchus. But where there's money involved, you get money. Rashi, boishes b'gam, the gabi knas would have been a naira, but boishes b'moinu, geld. If you've been sold in the marketplace, how much value did she lose? The master has an ever worked very hard. He wants to reward him. He gives him a shivcha that was that wasn't nivel. Also, you have this concept also. So therefore, there's money involved. Nobody's going to buy it. Rashi, all there is boishes began. But knas, moisiv all of when it comes to rape, noisiv tzar. There's also tzar. So we answer b'mefuta. So Rashi, ain't lo tzar. There's no tzar. Can even come a pirgin pikcha shemehan oimnis mefuta ain't lo tzar. What kind of tzar is there? She was complicit. Everything. Now that you tell me, but talking about mefuta not oimnis, hash to dosel hochi. I could tell you another case where there's no money involved. How? If she was a Yisayma Mefuta, so all the money goes to her. And because she was involved, agreed, so there's no tzar, and there's no ripui, there's no baishas, or there's no pagam, because she was a willing participant. If she had a father, then the father was not willing, he says, look, you owe me still money. But if she has no father, it's herself. So
that was the whole thing of the mission boils down.
He's talking about a case where there's money. But that Bryce is talking about where there's no money involved. So talking about a mafuta. Our Mishnah is talking about say oinus, say mafuta. There's money, there's no thing. Rashi be say Mishnah konso kolosu boish to pagam shalos all her mafuta gives her koshlo en kan chiv mavs no money. Like of the medata she did willingly, but chil achlig a beishes moichu. So what is even more of this? Kesav ula holds. Call hecha the ikam mamon malchus. Whenever there's two punishments of money in malchus, only pay money, you don't get malchus. Minole Lula, where does Ula know this concept? Okay, everyone knows we're going to do punishments, but how does Ula know that money is more chashuv than malchus?
This is a problem that came to, we're learning this Gemara in school, and others came to us. Somebody said the Gemara, and he says, no, we have to know the terminology from the Gemara, Minole Lula, ha. The word stresses us.
You know, he learns from Chayva b'Chaveda. If you smack somebody, Lachayda is Malkus of all, says Lechayseiv, and yet the din is you pay. He said, right, that money overrides Malkus. Ma Chayva b'Chaveda, the commandment of Malkus. Yet, the money of Mishalim Milk Lelaki, so too. Kol Hechid, the commandment of Malkus, is money of Malkus, the money of Mishalim Milk Lelaki. That's how Mokka. Rashi Kisavarullah, the Uki Mastisin, the Malkus b'Bagetis. He learns the Mishnah Torah by Begedis. You could have just said there's no Hasra, there's no Malkus. That's why you pay money. That's what our Mishnah is talking about. He doesn't say that. He said, I, that even though you are, there was a Hasra and there's Malkus, still you pay money. Shamad Menor. I feel the Asra Bein Nami, Moin Mishalim Lelaki. Chayu Bechaveda, Ika Malkus, there's Malkus, the Lo Yoisi, from a Moin Mishalim. No Hasra at all. He could have answered very simple, which was the next answer. Knas here is not a Hasra. The only time you need a Hasra is for Malkus, not for Knas. So you could have answered that and push it. That's why there's no Malkus here. And that will be the next answer to the Gemara, the next day. Is a Rai that holds that even if there was Malkus, he still pay money because Ein Leike Mishal, money comes first. You pay money, receive, shift to Yitin. I feel Umru made Bay Nami, I feel Asr Bay. Even gave us so Nami, Marbet Lakamish might in the head of the Shlomin. You pay money. Says the Gemara, you can't learn from Chayvel. Chayvel is unique. Why? Mal Chayvel Bechavedai. Let's assume that money is stricter than Malkus. But you know why by Chayvel we give money instead of Malkus? Because the whole Chayvel is so strict. How do we see that? Because you pay five kinds of money, that's not money. So we see because it's so strict. If over there, we'll make you pay money. Maybe in a normal case, all you pay is money. Maybe Malkus comes first. You can argue, don't forget, that money is cow. And still, by Chayvel, which is so strict, we give money. So everywhere else, we should always give them more lenient punishment, which is money. Maybe Malkus is not constricted, but money is more lenient. Can be. There is a kula, there's a general kula there's a general kula by chayvul that you don't have anywhere else. Sometimes you're allowed to be chayvul. A bezin is malchus. The whole year malchus is chayvul. Or you might have said bris milah. So then we see that you're allowed to be chayvul sometimes. So the whole Easter of chayvul is a weak Easter, so we'll give you the weaker punishment money. But everywhere else we'll give you the stricter punishment malchus. So how can you learn from chayvul? Rashi malo chayvul chavayadin who leads him a mom and gel chivu chama malchus gej b'chayim and achan other chumr. She chayvul min yadwal nezit tari b'shavad b'ishis. The even money, the cooking and argue, money is cool if you take a moment. Calm in the market. Ain't the chashuva, it's not chashuva, she's shavnu. Ain't the chuva, she's had a good answer. The chosh came alma. Surely everywhere else, madach over here. We give them more lenient punishment money. Surely everyone else give money. Maze shechom. This chayev echam bishadvar. Madach here is more chomer. You pay five things, yet we give them more lenient punishment. Nodin bekala, shebeshnech yuvin, shebehem. We give them more lenient punishment money. Kabachem, surely the shachayev mammon. All other chayev mammon, hakalin, that's more lenient. You don't pay five kinds of money. Surely she adoinu be mammon hakal, which only give money. If you want to say that, no. I can argue that Chabal is weaker than any other Isser. Ikel amifrach malo chayvul bechabedish genhut and meklol bebezin. Sometimes you're allowed to. The nit nishul bezin halkais gen schmitz. Taimu beshachayev mammon gen knash, the oinu, the fatah, so hutu meklol, namutu. So you might be right. Elo, you know, we learn out from Gamma, Me'edim Zaymin. Look from Edim Zaymin. Now, what Edim Zaymin? There's money and there's Malkus, and we punish you money. If you say that you try to make somebody pay, and you lied about it, and you're caught, so you have to pay the money. Kazam Las is Lachiv. But are you supposed to get Malkus, Lassana, Be'achel, Echokar? And you don't get Malkus, you get money. He said, aye, the money is about the punishment. Ma, if you want a name. So if you want to learn from Edim Zaymin, Ma, Edim Zaymin, Eka Mamma, and Malkus, Memoina, Mishal, Milka, Lelaki, you pay money. Av Kol Hechel, Eka Mamma, Malkus. No, I can say that Aiden Zaymin is so strict. Maybe money is a stricter punishment, but only Aiden Zaymin gets the money punishment because Aiden Zaymin is so strict. Why? How is it so strict? All other students to get Malkin in a straw. Here, you don't need a straw. You can't warn Aiden Zaymin but a lie. I'll see you tomorrow. Why not? So, because there's no time to be master. So, that you don't need Hasra. And yet you can pay Malkus. That's why it's such a strict Aveda. That's why we give you money. Everywhere else, it's not such a strict Aveda. We'll give you the lenient punishment. Only Malkus, not money.
And if you can argue that money is a more lenient punishment, who I can argue that Zayman is the weakest Aveda. Why is the weakest Aveda? And that's why over here we give the Kula money. Shekainly also Maisa. All of the Avedas did a Pula here. Oh, you didn't speak. You didn't do any Maisa. So therefore you can't learn from Zayman, Rashi. The money, Mishal, and the Kamiyalos, which we'll learn later on. How do we know? Shekain, Tichan, Asarov, and then Noshim, Bemisa, Malkus, and Mammon, Vedino, Shekainu, but Chamuraki, Katari, with both. She's only talking. So the mother, Ellen of us, you know how? Gomma Metavai, live them both together. What's the tzad shovem between Chayvul and Eden Zaymin? There's two punishments, money and Malkus. And yet, which one to give you? Mamayna, Mishal, Milkla, Lucky, give you the more, give you money. So I've called Hecha, the Ika, Mammon, and Malkus, whenever there are two punishments, there's money and Malkus. So we said, you don't get both. And what? Ain't like a mishalman. And we'll give you a mine and mishalman. Milkula lucky. We'll give you pay money. But you would ask you with Tavaya. Keep parched. You can ask me. Malach chayvul bechavel. You can ask me chayvul. Strictly chayvul bechamish advarim. Ain zayim yichichu. And malach ain zayim kenazich. So chayvul yichichu. Chazadin. We'll live from the two together. Says the Gemara. Nein. Malach tzadah shavah shebehen. Shekein v'chomer. Each one of them has an angle of chumra. Whether it's the fact you pay five kinds of things or whether the fact you don't need a sarah. And even Michael, you can argue that money is more lenient and these things are very lenient. That's why we give money. Each one of them has a sakul. One is that you don't need the one is by agents. I mean, it's not a mice, it's only dibur. And by chayvel, you can hutter the klole. El ula. So how does ula know that when there's money, and Malkus will give you money? El ula, tachas gomer. He learns from Zayi Shava. Sivach, here it says the pasuk. What should the person give to the father of the night? Should give him money tachas instead of asher ina because he heard it. Oksiv hasam, there it says ayin tachas ayin. It says the word tachas as well, over eye for an eye. And what do we know over there? Ma hasam emayna mishal mikolaki. You pay money. Afkol hechadika emayna malkus emayna mishal mikolaki. You only pay money. You don't get malkus. That's all. You only get money. Rashi tachas gomar gzeira shav emufni. Well, the maidim eshivin. You learn from there. So that's how you learn. Tachas, what? Money and Malkus? Money is what you pay, not Malkus. However, Rabbi Yechon disagrees. He holds that whenever there's money and Malkus, Malkus is the punishment you give. That's a strict one. So how do you learn Pshat, why our Mishnah says you pay money? Rabbi Yechon is very simple. You know why? Because our Mishnah, there is no Malkus. How? I feel the Tema Achoysa, Naida, even talking about a Naida. Can't she? He said, boy, where there's Asra and there's Malkus, you pay money. You pay Malkus. Can't you leave? I was talking about Asra. No Asra, you only pay cash. There's no Malkus. He holds that Malkus is stricter than money. Alma Kasabi Echon called Hechadika Mammon Malkus. The Asra, you received Hasra. Milkul Lucky, Mishal, Loy Mishal. Menole. Sorry, Rashi. I feel Tema. He the Makas, Bachoise Naira. Okay, you gave him warning. You can Mammon Malkus. I think the Lucky of Mishal. We must listen to Ksuva. There's no warning. Let the Mammon Malkus. Says the mother, "Menole l'Rabbi Yechon. How do we know? There's a makros in the pasuk. Kedei rish asai. It says in the pasuk that if you're smart and you want to punish him, you should punish him. Kedei rish asai. Mishum risha aches in singular. Risha aches atem mechayve v'yet mechayve mishum shtei risha. It's only for one aveda, not for two. And the next pasuk says, it says b'mispar arboim yakenu. V'sarich le'arboim yakenu. 40 malchus. It's clearly when you give, which is the one that you have to give when you give one malchus, not mammon." Rashi was some of the one the Hegedik stay this is never be hakka. That's the one you get. Freddy Gemara and Nusa Hakam by Chevel Chavede, you take a pay money. But the Chevel by Chavede, Dika Mammon and Malkus, there's money and Malkus, decisive. And yet, what's the punishment? You pay money? Mammon and Mishal, you're lucky. How come? According to you, you should always get Malkus. Vichit Tame, if you can tell me. Hani Mili Hegedele Asabe, if you can tell me, when do you, you know what the Tater says that, but you pay money only when there's no Hasra. So there's no Malkus. I will ask Rebbe, but if there would have been Hasra, there's Malkus tak involved, you would get Malkus. Milkul Loki Memoinu Le Mishalm. You'd only get Malkus on money. Can't be, because Amrab Yechon will soon see Rab Ami's and Rab Yechon and Hikou Hakosh Emosha Pruta. The only time you get Malkus is if you hit him. So that there's no money in it, because there's less than the Pruta. That's considered no money in it. Then you get Malkus. Like it. Is Mashra, but if there would have been money in it, you'll get Malkus. Now, what are we talking about? If there's no Asra, what's the chiluk of this money or not? You never get Malkus. Hey, Chidami, either loy Asra, there's no Asra, am I loyke? Why would you ever get Malkus? Even there's no money in it, what kind of Malkus is there? Obviously, pshit to the Asra. The timer, the Les B'Shev, the only reason, because there's no Pruta. How is B'Shev, it would have been a Pruta. The money and Mishal Megalaki, money you pay, but not Malkus. So, clear me that what? That you buy Chabal, you pay any money. Why, according to you, Rabbi Yechanan, you should get a loyke Mishalim and you get Malkus, not money. And the Gemara kid Amar Rabbi Loira, Loira answered, the Feidah Shripsa Taidah, the Taidah clearly said, but so see when he said it, Eidim Zaymin Letashlamin. Rabbi Loira said, is the Feidah Shalimud in the Taidah, the Eidim Zaymin. Even though Lechaida, you should get Malchus, not money, because Ein Lechim Shalman, and you get Malchus, still the Taidah says, pay money. And once you know by Eidim Zaymin, you pay money, Chabala is the same thing. So we'll answer the same thing like Rabbi Loira. Hachanam here too by Chabala, the Feidah Shripsa Taidah, Chayvah Chayvah Shalimud, you have to pay. We'll soon see.
It's money.
It's money.
Or Misa, for instance, Chilul Shabbos, whatever. There's still the Loisan of
the Achor. Yeah, but okay, Misa, we know everyone agrees, A Mesim Shalom, A Mesim, lucky. So, any mummy, you have Machlek, all the Rabbeichen there. So, according to Rabbeichen, that says that you always get Malchus instead of money, you know, how come you can pay money? So, what's this Rabbi Loi business? V'heicha itma de Rabbi Loi. Aha, and the following mission we had a makiz me'idin on where you're playing here, makhleid ha-meyacham. If Eim come along and say, we testify, she'chay l'chavir v'sayim z'udad ruvin, o'shim v'tunadalos v'nim t'uzayim, they were liars. According to the Meir, you get two punishments. Loikit u'mishalmin. Why do you get two punishments? Shaloi ha-shem ha-mevi'in l'demakiz me'vi'in t'shlumin. Why do you get two punishments? Because the pasuk that says you get malchus is loisana. And the pasuk that says you pay is vasis and loy hashazavim. So therefore, since two different mekaydes, you get both. Divirameh. Chacham is a name. Kol hamishalom ain't loyker. Since you pay, you don't get malchus. That's what the Mishnah says. So the question was right away asked. Lochayit should be the other way around. Give him malchus and mam. V'neim kol loyker mishalom. How do chacham say kol mishalom ain't loyker? Say kol loyker mishalom. And if you want, I'm a loy befeidish ripsa teida. The teida clearly says edim zaymin letashlumin. The teida clearly says that edim zaymin have to pay. And because you have befeidish a pasuk, not befeidish a pasuk in the teida that you have to pay, so therefore you don't pay money. Where does Rabbi Loi know that it says Mefedesh and the Teda you have to pay? Mechdik, see, it says in the Teda that you should do to your friend what he wanted to do, and the very next pasuk it says, or 2 weeks later, you shouldn't have any rachmanis on him. Nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shem b'shem, yad b'yad. What do you mean yad b'yad, hand in hand? Lomeli, what's it? You already gave the idea. You have to pay an eye for an eye. Dover hanitin miyad liyad. What should the angel pay? Something which is transferable from hand to hand. Umayni, what is that? Mamun, money. That's how the Torah clearly says by a chavala you pay money. Yeah, but sorry, by angel you pay money. Even though luchayda you should get malchus. So Rabbi Yechon will say that chayvul also the Torah clearly said even though normally the general rule is you pay you get malchus. Here you pay money. It says in the pasuk kasher also ken yasaloi. Whatever he wanted to do, you should do to him. And then the next pasuk it says ken yinosin boy. It says also ayin tachas ayin all that, and it says kasher yitin mum ba'adam ken yinosin boy. What do you mean put in him? Lamali dover she yesh boy nesina. My new mama's money. Rashi. Nothing happens. Nothing. Because we don't know who's telling the truth. In fact, we'll have it. Can be. We'll have a Gemara about Basar of Chizna Rab Machlek, according to Rab Chizna, according to Rab Kamish 1, that these Eidim, each of them can go and say Eidim somewhere else, and they believed.
So, was if an Eidim say, for instance, it happened at 7 o'clock and it was still sunny, and everybody knows 7 o'clock it was already dark?
Right, oh, so the contradicting themselves.
Yeah.
So it's contradicting. So what happens?
So that's not Tanu Be'achor Eid Shoker. If they're saying something that's obviously but it wasn't Hazama, that's not.
No.
Only Hazama is not Tanu Be'achor Eid Shoker.
Yeah, because the Eid itself can still be true. They just said about the time it's not true. In this case here, when they say 7 o'clock when it was sunny. We might argue there was a mistake. Maybe we won't kill the person. Depends on which part, because there's chiluv bedikas chakiris. But if they say something which contradicts themselves, we throw out the edus. But that's it. If they contradict, one guy says it's a blue dress, one guy says it's a red dress. Right? So we throw out the edus. But nothing happens. No, which one is lying? Okay. Rabbi Yechon, my time gula. Why Rabbi Yechon like gula? Why turn Rabbi Yechon and hold like gula that says that what? That he has to get a shovel tachas. And for the Gemara, im kain, because if you can learn tachas, and there's what, every time there's money, Malchus give money, comes out that the whole Isser and Malchus of Erva Zachoyscha Loisegale, when will it ever happen? You came batal to when we ever give malchus, because every time you say there's money in malchus by knas, you don't give a malchus. Rashi, im came the patart balachais in malchus batal to lavshiba sha'inish lab malchus malchus. Says the Gemara, following your logic, then nothing else makes sense. Chayv v'chaynami, chayv v'chaveda is a lab, but you live in malchus. You always pay money. Im came batal to lo yosef pen yosef. And the same thing with your logic, edim zayminami. Every time that says Lysana, we're not going to be a Malkus, we'll pay you, make it pay. Im came a tal to him and hakez rosh. Nobody's going to answer me. A lady's going to answer me. Sometimes there's no money, that's making a Malkus. Efshe li kiyuma ben grish mechalutza. Sometimes, like a ben grish mechalutza, there's no money involved, and you can't make me a ben grish mechalutza if I lied. So what do you do to him? You give Malkus. So there is sometimes in Mekai Malkus. Nu chelach ben ami ikil kiyuma. Sometimes, like we had before. Ki goyin shi ko ha ko shevish ha bruta. E bazei, achoyse nam ikil kiyuma. Bachoyse begeris. Either she's a bayam mefuta, or if she's a begedis, and there's no money, you get malchus. So the question goes back: why does Rabbi Yechon learn the shavu like gula? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yechon, hi tachas asher ina, used for another limud altogether. But boy, look at the bayah. So I'm going to buy. Bayah says I'm going to cry tachas asher ina, that dafka you pay for the ina. Hi tachas you mekhlal dikaboy begam. I tell you that this $50 it pays for the ina, but there's other payments as well, like boish is a begam. That's what I need tachas for, says Rabbi Yechon. That's a teacher exer shavu. That extra more teacher exer shavu. Okay, best up here.